My name is Jim Gould. I'm in Avril Park, New York. I'm calling to thank you on a broadcast this afternoon. This is Thursday, giving the inauguration speech in 1941 for Franklin Roosevelt, and then having it interrupted or interjected, President-elect Biden's nominations, but his preliminary talk before the actual nominations about the sad 4 years we have just endured. And it gave us hope. My wife and I, we shut off the car and listened. It gave us hope after what we've had to endure. And it came at the perfect time today after last night's awful scene. Thank you very much for airing that and giving a little boost to the morale here.
My name is Patty, and I'm calling from Woodstock, and I'm very frustrated and disgusted to keep hearing about Trump's popularity and the politicians being afraid to do anything because of his base. And you know, when is it about morality and not politics?
Hi, my name is Margaret Dillon Katz, and I'm from the Berkshires in Stockbridge, Massachusetts. I wanted to comment on, I hear this binary thinking of black and white when it comes to, getting the president impeached or how much energy it will take away from Joe Biden's agenda. And I think this is wrong thinking. We should not be thinking it's either or. This country will not heal unless justice is served.
Hello, this is Olivia here. I'd like to just say, please don't rubbish Rensselaerville. It's a community of artists and not Trumpers. Thank you.
Hi, Jane from East Long Meadow, Massachusetts, and I'm listening to the show right now. I love the station. Listen all the time. Here's my take on the Republicans that support Trump. They're one of the three Bs. They're bullied, they're bribed, or they're bought.
My name's David Cameron, West Brookfield, Massachusetts. I'm the last town in Worcester County. I certainly enjoyed the conversation Alan had with the historian. It was magnificent, and I really enjoyed the music, the ending music. I'm kind of a local historian, amateur, about Stanley and Edison and AC. I'm basically born in Pittsburgh, educated in Pittsburgh, know a little bit about George Westinghouse, and I think the guest forgot to include Tesla. So Westinghouse hired Tesla for a year, and they were stringing AC in the 1880s, and I think they illuminated the city of Hartford and a couple others. So a little bit of an addition there, and if you have time, Alan, maybe just Google George Westinghouse. He had an incredible facility in Pittsburgh. He employed 20,000 employees. He also invented the air brake, did the first radio station, first TV station, et cetera, et cetera. I really enjoy your station. I love listening to it from West Brookfield, Massachusetts. Thank you, sir.